Sono dei Prishnauro, fondamentale tutto in tavola in cup teorie. Da cui mi non devi recevalnik, ma non pametni da cui non devi recevalnik. Ta stvar u resnici ne dela. So last hour we had lots of theory on the board. But the problem is that this thing doesn't work in reality. What's the problem?
This thing really doesn't work. Težava je u tem da tale spoj, faza emitter, ima temperaturni koeficijent približno minus 2,2 mV na stopinju Kelvina. So the real problem of this circuit is that it doesn't work because of the temperature coefficient of the base to emitter junction. This temperature coefficient with all known junction is minus 2.2 millivolts per Kelvin. So increasing the temperature, the voltage decreases. If the voltage decreases, it means that the bias current increases. If the bias current increases, also the collector current increases. And this means thermal runaway. Po domače povedano, tukaj toplotni pobeg. Takšno veze zakaj ne deluje? Napetost baza emitera od tranzistorja ima negativen temperaturni koeficijent. Minus, kako vse diode, minus 2,2 mV na Kelvin. In ta stvar je skrita že tukaj vnotraj v tem IS-u, so tisti temperature coefficient is already hidden here. This is a function of temperature. This ES, ES is a function of temperature. Kakor se temperatura poveča, se zniža ta napetost, torej tok se zviša tukaj spodaj. Večji tok pomeni še večje segrevanje, še nižjo napetost. Še večji tok, še večje segrevanje in tu vodi v toplotni pobeg od tranzistorja. Tranzistor se dalje da se greva, napetost pada in zaradi tega veze ne more. So we cannot use such a circuit in practice. This is good to explain the theory on the board, but in practice it doesn't work. It doesn't work because of the thermal runaway, because this transistor is heating up. As it is heating up, its voltage between base and emitter decreases. Decreasing this voltage, the current has to increase to keep the same voltage from the battery here, from the bias. Higher current means even more heat here. More heat means lower voltage, means even more current here. And this is thermal runaway. So this thing is not going to work in practice. In order to build an amplifier, we have to find the solution how to actually make the bias circuits afraid. Mi moramo razmisliti zdaj, kako bomo naredili vijezje, ki bo nastavilo delovno točko, sedajte, upoštevamo, da naš tranzistor ima svoje muka, recimo bipolar tranzistor ima ta toplotni pobeg. Kaj lahko naredimo? No, ena možnost je, da bi mi dali tukaj takovni vir, se pravi, da bi naredili takšen ojačevalnik. So, one possible solution is to use actually here a current generator, not a voltage source, but a current source. To je ena možna rešitev. Ne? V praksi bi to rešitev rešili na ta način. Baterije so drage, ne bomo imeli pokno s neko baterijo. V praksi, a practical approach to make the same circuit would be to put a resistor. The practical implementation of this circuit would be to put a resistor to the battery. So here we have the power, common power supply for the amplifier. Here we have the load resistor, so here we have the bremenski upor, which is enough for the train, Ampak tukaj se pravi, ne? Bi dali tukaj en bias. To je bila praktična rešitev take naloge, s tem, da ker je diferencialna upornost spoja baze emitor tako majhna, to je praktično tako v generatorci, tako programo. So, a practical solution would be to have a high-value resistor here. The value of this resistor is much larger than the dynamic resistance of the PN junction. Dynamic resistance of PN junction, we have the 36 millivolt constant here. So, it's very small. Compared to, say, the 12 volts of the supply. Ja, ta rešitev deluje, ampak zdaj se pa moramo zavedeti nekaj. Tolerance. Od beta so zelo velike. Beta lahko gre za en transistor recimo med 100 in 300. So the problem with this circuit is that the tolerances of the semiconductors are quite large. For bipolar transistor, a spread of 1 to 3 in the parameter beta is quite long. And it's always a good transistor. But with a large spread of the beta of the current gain. We have no runaway here, se pravi tukaj nimamo težave toplotnega pobega, ker elektronski tok ne more narasti preko ene določene velikosti. Ampak težava je v tem, da beta ni pravi. Ne? Zdaj, če pogledate 40 let nazaj, ne, pa iskri so imeli dekelco, ki je vsak transistor, ki so ga kupili, zmirila, narisala barno fikco gor, ga vdala v svoje škatlice, kakšen beta je, transistor je posortirali. Ne? In boh ne zdaj, da se vidi staro iskrško napravo, popravljali s tranzistorimi, karkoli ste vzeli v roke, kar ni delo, da tem je bilo vizija, bilo tako načrtovano, da ste morali imeti tranzistor, ki je imel točno delo. So, many, many years ago, some companies even tried to make their own selection, they bought a large batch of transistors, and they made their own selections of narrower beta groups of transistors, and they used just a particular transistor in a particular circuit. This was not very productive, and extremely expensive. Se pravi, tukaj takšna rešitev ni ravno smiselna, ne? Ta tukaj ni ravno. Je draga, ne? Če bomo šli mi sortirati, to jeste, if we're going to select, make our own selection of transistors, then we are in big trouble. Kakšna je zvita rešitev? So where's the trick here to make a working amplifier with few components that will always work, regardless of what transistor you put in? The trick here is to use feedback. Right. Uporabimo povratno dizajn. Se pravi, naredimo ojačevalnik na tak način. Imamo tukaj transistor. In k transistorju, da vežemo upor zdaj, med ta upor, recimo R, kolektor baza, da veže med bazo in kolektor. This is the load resistor, tukaj damo baterijo, ne? Ta stvar jasno, kaj naredi ta upor. Ta upor, njegove posledice so, da bo tokovno ojačenje gre dol, ker ima neke povratne vezave, in da gre tokovno ojačenje dol, ker ima nekaj toka, da vem nazaj. Ne? So, the net result of this resistor is here that we lose some current gain. Because the input signal has to supply current both to the base and to the bias resistor. We are losing some current gain, the current gain will go down. But, on the other hand, this circuit is always stable. Po drugi strani, tu vezi je vedno stabilno, koliko koli damo, upor, ker je povratna vezava. Če imam jaz, recimo, da imam tranzistor, ki ima velik beta, ta napetost tukaj pade, ampak ker pade napetost, pade tudi to kubato. Če imam tranzistor, ki ima majhen beta, teče tukaj majhen tok, napetost na kolektorju naraste, torej skozi ta upor teče večji tok. So, the advantage here of using feedback we lose some current gain with feedback, but say our transistor has less gain than the average transistor. If it has less current gain, then this voltage will increase. Increasing the voltage here will increase the current of the bias resistor, thus correcting the bias point. On the other hand, if the transistor has high gain, very high gain here, current gain, this voltage goes down. Going down, the voltage drop of this resistor decreases, also the current decreases, so the drive to the base decreases. This circuit is able to adjust its performance in a very wide range. So this is a very simple circuit that works. This is an important point for us. Pomembno je, da imamo tako vize, ki bo vedno imeli. Da se narediti zdaj tudi bolj komplicirana vizija za delovno točko. Dosti, ker pa ste videli takšno vizijo. En uporovni delitni za bazo. Tukaj je transistor. Skupaj napraja, tukaj dodamo še en kondenzator, tukaj pa pridemo diesel. So this is a complicated style amplifier. We have two bias resistors here, making the voltage divider. We have an emitter resistor, we have the load resistor in the collector. We need an additional capacitor to AC ground the emitter, while for DC we set the current to the transistor with this resistor, ki se pravi. Tukaj v tem vijezju naredimo en fiksen delitni začetek s fazo, brez povratne vezave. Pač pa povratna vezava zagotavlja ta emitorski upor tukaj za enosmerno delovno točko, za izmenično pa naredi taka kondenzator kratek stik. So, for AC signals this capacitor is a short, for DC operating point, this emitter resistor is a feedback. Complicated circuit, many resistors to calculate here. Tako vizije se je bilo potrebovali, ste rabili za germanijeve transistorje, zakaj? Zato, ker germanijevi transistorji so imeli zelo nizko izgubno upornost. So, germanium transistors had quite a large, quite a small parasitic resistance between collector and base. And this resistor also had a huge thermal coefficient. Ta resistor imel ogromno temperaturni coefficient. In to je bilo potrebno za germanijeve transistorje. With germanium transistors, that such a circuit was required to keep the bias point stable because of these high leakage currents in the transistor itself. Zaradi velikih izgubnih tako v sam transistor, se z germanijem transistorom to potrebno. Za silicijeve transistor je ta komplikacija ni potrebno. So, it is not required for silicon transistors. Ampak ta primer dobiste v šolskih knjigah, this is a textbook example, it's no longer being used, no one is using it, but it's good for textbook to make the students calculate the different resistors. But, in practice today, it does not have much application. In practice, it does not have much application. Eno stvar, kar ste tudi videli tak šolski zgled, je takšen. To da biste celo v nalogah za srednje šolce, na srednji tehnični šoli, za literaturo. So this is yet another example, very complicated, many resistors. Our children, our kids at the intermediate school get such problems to solve. They have to compute all the resistors here. And what is my opinion about the circuit? It doesn't work. So this circuit is asking for a turnaround. So we will find this circuit in textbooks, and all the computations will go together with it, but it doesn't work, it leads to a thermal runaway. It doesn't work at all. But these crazy things are actually being published, and textbooks being sold, and students having to learn this circuit, but it doesn't work. Toliko okoli delovne točke, all these circuits here were intended for class A.
Vse te delovne točke so bile mišljene za razred A.
For class A, all this were intended so that if we have here U-bat, we have here U-bat. This is our goal. U razredu A hoćemo met točno polovicu napetosti baterije na poprevodniku, polovicu na delovnom uvodu. In to je vse za razred A, vse kar smo pisali tukaj je za razred A. Ne? Kako začnemo, kako naredimo stvari z razred B? How to set the bias point for class B? Razred B je dosti bolj zagaman za nastaviti pravilno delovno točko. Ne? Razred A je preprosto, gledamo, kdaj je polovica napetosti na transistorju. Ne? Ampak razred B nimamo enega takega mehanizma, ki bi mu povedal, da smo tukaj točno na začetku kolena. Ne? So class B is much more tricky to set the correct bias point. Especially if you are interested in distortion, distortion products. And this may be very tricky if you are if you want to build an output stage for an M&D base station, LTE base station. LTE base stations are very, very sensitive, or television base stations are very sensitive to the distortion source. It's tricky. I'm just going to explain here a very basic principle, I'm not going into details. Kje je zdaj trik, kako narediti za razred B?
Za razred B je trik naslednje, ne?
Bom porabil kar ta načrt tukaj za razred B, ker imam že narisano. So I'm going to use this circuit diagram here. For class D. Of course, a capacitor as a DC block. Prepeljemo napetost, tukaj ne tok, pač pa napetost moramo prepeljati preko dušilke. So, through an RF choke we bring the voltage. And we obtain this voltage in a very special way. We put here a diode made out of the same material as the transistor. Damo tukaj PN diodo, ki je narejena iz istega polprevodnika kot transistor. No, in damo tukaj lahko en tokovni vir, recimo en upor R, pa gremo tukaj na baterijo. Ne? In zelo pomembna stvar, ta dva morata imeti toplotni stik. The trick is to make a thermal contact between the transistor and this diode.
Kako deluje ta trik? How does the trick work? The trick works that this thing here has the same minus 2.2 millivolt per Kelvin as the transistor. So as the transistor is heating up, also the diode is heating up if they're held in thermal contact, for instance. They're both installed on the same heatsink. And in this way we can obtain the tracking. Se pravi, tukaj dosežemo, da napetost na tej diodi sledi napetosti spoja baza emitor, ker ima ta, če je isti polprevodnik, je isti temperaturni koeficient. In ta napetost tukaj sledi tistmu, kar se dogaja na bazi transistorja. Ne? To je trik, zelo preprost trik za razreda. Ne? Napajamo pa vse skupaj s takovnim virom, we supply everything with a current source through this high value resistor. Jasno, najbolj preprosta reč je razred C. Ne?
So trebu razred B.
Razred C je preprost. Je najbolj preprost, mi preprosto damo transistor tako. Class C is very simple. We just the RF choke would connect it to ground. The input to our amplifier. Class C is quite non-linear, but very simple to make. No worry about the device.
Pravi, v razredu C preprosto dušilko povežemo na maso, tako da
enosmerna delovna točka je tam točno na nič. Z tega stališča je razred C preprost. Ja?
Dobro, zdaj da vsa ta vezja, mislim, moramo malček pogledati noter, kakšno je pravzaprav nadomestno vizije našega transistorja. Ne?
So thinking about bias circuits, also other effects in transistor, it's convenient to find
an equivalent circuit for the bipolar transistor. Naše
kakšno je namestnost? Jasno, zarisali bomo za NPN transistor. PNP je treba vse dioda obrati. Kakšno je naše namesto vezje za transistor? Imamo na vhodu, imamo diodo. Ne? Se pravi, če je tukaj skupna točka emitor, baza. In na izhodu imamo topovni vir, krmiljen vir tukaj. Ne? Tukaj kolektorski tok je beta krat bazni tok. Ne? Če je tukaj teče, teče bazni tok. Ne? To je osnovno vezje. Ne? So our basic circuit, equivalent circuit of an NPN transistor, working as an amplifier, se pravi, da smo nastavili eno točko pogačevalnik, contains a junction between base and emitter. Base emitter junction. In to krmilje tako nekaj. To je zdaj osnovno vezje našega transistorja. Ne? Zdaj pa ne transistorja.
Zavedati se moramo da u tranzistorju imamo še druge gradnike, ne? Ki so notri sami po sebi prišli. No, en tak gradnik je dioda, baza, kolektor. Ne? We also have a junction here in base, rectifying junction in base and collector. This junction is usually not conducting. If we bias the transistor for amplification, for as an amplifier, usually this junction does not disturb the operation. So, right, to, ta poprevodnički spoj podvali ne prevaja, ker napetost na kolektorju, ne? Tukaj je kolektor. Ponavadi imamo višjo napetost na kolektorju, kot na bazi, ta dioda ne prevaja. Ponavadi ne prevaja, ampak moramo se zavedati, da je tam. Ne? Če bi slučajno dali na kolektor nižjo napetost, ta dioda lahko začne prevajati. Ne? So the junction is there. It may start conducting if the collector voltage goes negative with respect to the emitter. Then the diode may start. Razen tega imamo še kapacitivnosti, ne? In te kapacitivnosti nam bojo. Dobro, še nekaj o diodah, o BE spojev. So this is base collector junction. Še nekaj rekel smo te spoje napisali. Kakšne pa so prebojne napetosti teh stvari? Ker te stvari imajo tudi prebojne. So, these junctions also have a breakdown voltage. What are the typical breakdown voltages of these junctions? Prebojna napetost BE spoja je zelo nizka. So, Zenerjeva napetost. So, if I write the breakdown voltage of the BE junction as Zener voltage. This is very low. Maybe just 3 up to 10 volts for conventional silicon transistors. So, silicijeve transistor je ta prebojna napetost zelo nizka. Medtem ko z spoj baza kolektor je ta napetost bistveno večja. Je ta nekje od 30 voltov za običajne transistore tja do 100 voltov. Lahko dosti več, ima tudi bipolarni transistor, ki zaživa kilovolta, ne, to obstaja. So the breakdown voltage of the base to collector junction is much, much higher. Where is the reason for this difference? Did you learn this in Spain? What's the why do we have such a difference in the in the breakdown voltages? Ste se učili, zakaj je tolika velika razlika v prebojnih napetostih? Ja, pa vsi skupaj nešto. No one knows the answer. Now, what? The main difference is in the doping. Razlika v dopiranju. Ta nizka napetost tukaj, glavni krivec je, so the main responsible for this very low voltage is the N plus of the emitter. The N plus doping of the emitter causes this very, very low voltage. So emitter has to be heavily doped, but this also means very low breakdown voltage. While a collector is much more lightly doped, it needs not inject any carriers into the base. Collector ni treba da inicira nobene naboje v tazo, se pravi, dosti manj dopiran in zaradi tega je ta prebojna napetost toliko višja. V glavnem tu gre na račun zaporna plast tukaj, so the depletion layer here grows into the collector that's lightly doped. While here the depletion layer cannot grow into the emitter because emitter is heavily doped. That's the thing. Tukaj moramo biti zdaj previdni pri uporabi tranzistorja, ne? Mi s tranzistorji smo dosti krat nasilni, ne? So, when transistors, especially in RF technology, we many occasions we use brute force method, like this one here. To je čist nasilniško delovanje. Why do we use this brute force method? Because we want harmonics, we want to make a frequency multiplier, or a mixer with the transistor. But we are getting into troubles. Takšno nasilniško obnašanje s tranzistorjem lahko pridemo v težave. Zato, ker preboj BE spoja v obratni smeri je destruktiven. ta preboj je uničujoč. Ne? In še eno stvar, še eno grdo stvar ima, da je tu počasen pojav. Posebno z
visokofrekvenčnimi bipolarnimi tranzistorji, ki imajo emitor dopiran z arzenom. Arzen 255, potem se tam 255. So this is a destructive and long-term effect, long-term destructive effect. And this is especially painful with radio frequency transistors, because of hybrid transistors, that are doped with arsenics. So arsenics is poisonous and everything gets poisonous. Gets killed by the person. So what really happens?
In the transistor, inside the transistor, a Schottky junction starts growing. A Schottky junction here. Se pravi, rezultat tega pojava, uničujočega pojava, je Schottky spoj tukaj. The Schottky junction started growing on the surface of semiconductors, so this is also a function of passivization of the chip. How fast is this diode going to grow is a function how good the passivization was done in the factory where they made the transistor.
Se pravi, tu je en razlog pasivizacija. Kako so naredili pasivizacijo? No, tukaj lahko vidite razliko med A-niš in Philipsom. Ne? Če vzamete transistor od A-niša, bo podcrknil v petih minutah in to je dobro. Zakaj? Tukaj ste ugotovili, da se vize naštovali, tako da ne deluje. Ne? Vzame se tranzistor od Philipsa in v modelu nam ide v redu. In jutre pokaže se stvar šefu model, da stvar je v redu. In čez en mesec gre stvar v proizvodno, bo v redu. In čez šest mesecev boste dobili od stranke vse izdelke, se vrne na nedeljo več.
So this effect of this diode may be very, very tricky. With manufacturers that do not have a good reputation, like Telefunken. Telefunken is a bad manufacturer. Telefunken manufactures shit. The transistor will die in a matter of minutes, and that's good for you, because you are a circuit designer. You see on your desk that the circuit stopped working, so you did something wrong. If you take a transistor from a good manufacturer like Philips, the circuit for you it works okay on the desk. You show it to your boss tomorrow and it still works okay. Next week it goes into production, it still works okay. And after half a year you get all the product back from the customer as not working. And then you have big problems because of such things. Sometimes this is good because mobile phones have to die in half a year so you can buy new ones. But in this way, if you know this effect, you can precisely tailor the lifetime of your product. If you know what's going on in the transistor. Sometimes due to radio frequency circuit, because radio frequency transistors have heavily doped base, so this may be even lower than 3 volts. Visoko frekvenčni transistor imajo močno dopiran emitor, močno dopirano bazo, ta frekvenca je zelo nizka. Pride do tega preboja, vi ga rabite v nelinearnem režimu, da se vi za nekaj dosegli, in stvar crkne ne takoj, ne čez en teden, ampak čez en mesec, pa čez pol leta. Če je transistor kvalitetnega proizvajalca. Če je Pariz, bo pa crknil prej, pa Telefunken. Telefunken ima tudi zadnjiče po prvo. Telefunken tu zna potem, da ne zna, da se predobno. Telefunken was such a manufacturer that worldwide that they always manufactured semiconductors that failed after half a year. And this one was one of the failure modes of their semiconductor.
Yeah, toliko zdaj o enosmerni. So looking at the DC problem, enosmerni pogoji tukaj. This is what we have. We have a driven current source. We have two diodes. If we go to models like the Gammel-Poon model, če gremo na Gammel-Poon model, imate celo obraten tokovni vir, obratni smer, če bi transistor zamenjali emitor in bazo. Imate čem dodatni tokovni vir, ampak mi pa ne valjamo transistor ne rabimo.
Kar pa moramo zdaj si pogledati obvezno, je obnašanje tranzistora pri visokih frekvencah. So what we have to look at, we could make the model even more complex, adding a second current source, like in the Gammel-Poon model, if you want to bias the transistor reversely, so if we exchange emitter and collector, but we usually don't do that, so we don't need this model. We are not doing that. What we have to see is how the transistor behaves at high frequencies. In pri visokih frekvencah imamo dva pojava. So there are two effects at high frequencies. One effect is the Miller capacitance here. Of course, any junction has a capacitance. And even if this Miller capacitor is small, it has a huge effect on the amplifier. Ta Millerjeva kapacitivnost, tudi če je majhna, ponavadi ne nagaja nikakor, še kapacitivnost spoja. So the junction capacitance itself is enough of a reversely biased junction, because this junction is reversely biased. Se pravi, če imamo nasprotno, v zaporni smeri napetost priključena na spoj baza kolektorja, ponavadi zaporna. Ne? Tukaj je samo kapacitivnost spoja, ki je majhna, ampak žal Millerjev pojav je tukaj velik. So one of the effects is that the Miller capacitance is very disturbing even if the capacitor is small. We are going to talk more about the Miller capacitance after 2 weeks when we come to the amplifier stability. Čez dva tjedna bom povedal več o Millerjevi kapacitnosti, ker prijemo do stabilnosti večevalnih, potem nam posebno nekaj. Ampak v večevalnikih imamo še drug pojav, in sicer v bipolarnem tranzistoru imamo pa zelo veliko kapacitivnost manjšinskih nosilcev. Here the junction base to emitter is usually forward biased. We have a current. And we have a very high capacitance of the minority carriers. Manjšinski nosilci, tisti zaostali, se pravi Charles Stoich pojav, kot smo rekli, se pravi reverse recovery, ki ste ga videli zadnjič na vajah. So the reverse recovery effect you were watching last time on there. On exercises, we mean that this capacitance can be very, very high, and this capacitance here is going to eat up the gain of the device. Ta kapacitivnost tukaj bo požrla takovno ojačanje transistorja pri visokih frekvencah. Millerjevo kapacitivnost imamo pa v glede boljši čez dva tjedna, kar je manjši pojav tega, ta je večji pojav. So this effect is much larger than this one, because this junction is forward biased, we have minority carriers here, this junction here is reverse biased, we have no minority carriers, we have a large depleted region, so we have a small Miller capacitance. This is all disturbing, annoying. We are going to have a better look at this one after 2 weeks. Well, this one we have to look at today. Kapacitivnost manjšinskih nosilcev na spoju baza-emitor bomo pogledali danes in si bomo pogledali, kakšen pojav se iz tega v tranzistorju zgodi. Se spomnim se, zadnjič smo rekli, da elektrina, ki se nabere, je približno tok, elektrina na bazi, je približno tok na bazi, krat časovna konstanta. So the charge that's actually accumulated in minority carriers is base current times the lifetime of the charges, the recombination time in of the minority carriers. In kapacitivnost, je zdaj ta QB deljenost UBE, ne? No, moramo pisati delta posto, ne? No, ampak tu je zdaj zapišem, se smo imeli zadnji, že to je tau deljeno z diferencialno upornostjo. Ampak zdaj v tranzistorju vidite, kam bo šel bazni tok. Ne? Naš bazni tok, so the base current now, is going to split into two branches, through this capacitor and through the differential resistor. inside the transistor. Spremljen vhodni spon transistorja, vhodni tok baze, če bo zdaj radio frequency, ne? Tukaj imamo bias, ne? Imamo radiofrekvenčen generator, ta radiofrekvenčen tok se zdaj deli na kondenzator in na topon. Kakšna bo posledica tega kondenzatorja? Posledica tega kondenzatorja je, da pri visokih frekvencijah ta velika kapacitivnost, ta kapacitivnost ta manjšinskih nosilcev rata zelo velika. Ne? Spomnite, zadnjo smo dobili nanofarade, da bomo, ne? Smo dobili. Ta kapacitivnost postane zelo velika in ne začne odžirati tako mojačanje, ker tok ne teče več kot ta upor tukaj, ne? Ta upor je tisti vrstnici, ki bi nam dal tako mojačanje. Ne? Ta tok, ki teče skozi. Vse, kar prez kot kondenzator, tukaj pa zgubimo. Ne? So, what's the effect of this capacitance of the minority carriers? This capacitance is going to eat up the radio frequency gain of the transistor, because current is flowing through the capacitor in place of flowing through the resistor. To the resistor, this actually takes part in the amplification process in the transistor. While what is flowing through the capacitor does not contribute to amplification. Da si to stvar zdaj ogledamo, si moramo pogledati, si moramo narisati potek tokovnega ojačanja peta, kakor funkcija, so in order to see what's going on, I have to draw here the plot beta against the frequency of operation. So what we were talking up to now was beta at DC frequencies. At DC, but we have to see what happens at higher frequencies. Da bomo več videli, in order to see more, bomo uporabili logaritmsko skalo. A logarithmic scale for frequency and also a logarithmic scale for beta. Tudi logaritmska skala za beta. Logaritmska skala za beta kot funkcija frekvence. Ne? No in zdaj, v logaritmski skali je lepo tukaj, tukaj bomo imeli funkcijo, ki ima en sam pol tukaj, we'll have a transfer function that has a single pole and the single pole will be just aligned 45 degrees in such a bode plot, like this one here. No, z enosmerno in do neke frekvence imam jaz zdaj tukaj, se pravi tukaj beta kot nič, ne, enosmerni, ne. No, v logaritmski skali nič, nič ne moram napisati, ne, beta od nič bi moral biti tukaj, ne moram napisati. No, in pa neke določene frekvencije se začne ta stvar nižati, da in se niža, ne? Jaz bi mogel reči tukaj enka, v logaritmski skali je enka na ničli, ne? No in tukaj zdaj na tej krivulji imamo nekaj točk. So beta at a certain frequency starts decaying because of the effect of this capacitor here. Če zračunamo zdaj časovno konstanto, ne? Ta. Se pravi f beta, bomo imeli pa časovni konstanti, je 1 z 2 pi, s manjšinskih rd, ne, je 1 z 2 pi, če damo crvim stavim noter tau z rd, so this frequency where beta is going to decay, this the frequency of this knee here, frekvenca tega kolena, ne bo odvisna toka, mislite, ker se rd pokrajša, ne? Je 1 z 2 pi tau, ne? No, in ta frekvenca, kjer beta pade z 3 decibele, ne?
Torej, tukaj bomo dali, ker beta upade z minus 3 decibele, ne? Te točke, ne? Se pravi, tukaj je beta je zdaj tukaj po tej točki nič celih 7 krat beta od nič, ne? At the minus 3 dB point, beta is square root of 1 half times beta at frequency 0. Tej frekvenciji bomo rekli f beta. No, še bolj pomemben podatek za tranzistor je pa ta, kdaj nam tokovno ojačanje upade na enoto. Ne? Tukaj je pri tej frekvenciji pa beta enak 1. Ne? In tej frekvenciji rečemo ft. We call this frequency transition frequency, where the current gain of the transistor becomes unity. Unity on a logarithmic scale is exactly this axis here. Takšno ojačanje jo zdaj skoraj, če zanemarimo druge pojave, višjih redov, imajo še vsi drugi bipolarni transistori. No? Za nas, kakor pomemben podatek transistorja, ne, bo tale FT. Se pravi, visokofrekvenčen transistor ga opisuje FT. No, kakšne so tipične številke z silicijev transistor? Recimo, vzamemo en silicijev transistor, recimo BC, ne vem kaj, 847 ali kaj tada. To je silicijev, NPN transistor, nizkofrekvenčni. Tak, BC847 ima lahko, to je, da dobimo podatke, as an example, just for an audio frequency transistor, what are his data? This transistor may have an FT, approximately 300 MHz. This transistor has a beta at zero frequency, approximately 300, and F beta of this transistor is approximately 1 MHz. Zapovedati tipične številke, koliko so, ne? Za recimo nizkofrekvenčen transistor, kot je BC847, bo imel FT 300 MHz, kjer ima enotno tokovno ojačenje. Ta F beta, kjer pa že upazimo upadec tokovnega ojačenja, pa samo 1 MHz, ne? Ampak, kot se gre tokovno ojačenje na 300, vse pada dol do enote, ne? Tako da vidimo velikostne razrede številke, kje so. Ne? Danes, če imate silicijevi tranzistori, danes, ne? Imajo lahko ta FT tudi v velikostnem razredu 50 GHz, lahko tudi več. Če imate tranzistorje silicija germanjeva, where is the trick in the silicon germanium transistor? The base is made of germanium. Germanium has a much higher mobility than silicon. If you look at the plot of last time, germanium for electrons, the electron mobility in germanium is 3 times higher than silicon. These things may have an FT of 200 MHz. The same if you have heterostructured bipolar transistors based on gallium arsenide or indium phosphide or different mixtures of these transistors, this also reach very high FTs, also in excess of 500 MHz. So, pravi, tej mogoče danes top tehnologija je FT, tudi tukaj tudi velikostna razred 500 GHz. Ne? To je bilo sam za deten občutek velikostnih razredov, kaj zmore navadno nizkofrekvenčen transistor, ki ga dobiste v vsakem vezju, BC847, ne? Kaj zmore top tehnologija silici, top tehnologija silici germani. Germani je
baza, ne?
Baza je iz Germanije, ker baza je tista, ki določa hitrost delovanja tranzistora. Skozi njo morajo, v njej postanejo elektroni manjšinski nosilci in tam je važno, koliko hitro gre skozi. Ne? The base of a silicon germanium, emitter is silicon, collector is silicon, even co-doped with carbon, but base is germanium. This is also a heterostructure. Heterostructure tranzistor of fatter semiconductors may reach an FT of 500. Orders of magnitude, these things are going to improve. With new technologies, these figures are all going up. Sete številke gre above, this bolšega technology. Dobro, toliko da smo obdelali, zdaj, kaj je tu FT transition frequency, se ne jasne kaj. Moramo biti pa previdni, ne? Kaj pomeni, da ima BC847 FT300 MHz? To pomeni, da z njim lahko naredimo radio. Lahko naredimo tudi oscilator na precej visokih frekvencah. Se pravi, navaden silicijev nizkofrekvenčen tranzistor nam zna kakšenkrat ponagajati pri zelo visokih frekvencah, začne nihati. Mi smo malo preveč dolge povezave naredili, to so tuljavice, imamo takrat oscilator. So, what I want to say here, even if you have a low frequency, not these high frequency devices, these limits are going to up with technology. In the few years, this will be 1 terahertz. But the good old audio frequency transistor with an FT of 300 megahertz, this guy is still able to amplify 300 megahertz. What does this mean? If we make the wire to this transistor a little bit too long, they act as inductors. We have an oscillator. We want to build an audio frequency amplifier, but we made a radio frequency oscillator. So we have to be careful with all these devices because they are able to amplify pretty high frequencies. And we also always have to be careful about it, even if we are designing just an audio frequency amplifier. If he is able to amplify, he is able to oscillate. Če lahko tam oscilira. Če ste mu dali tuljavce v bližino, da so nihajni krogi, smo tam, ne? Smo dobili oscilator. Dobro, naredimo odmor zdaj.